Idis. Audio Bible, 1 Samuel, chapter 9. Now there was a Benjamite, a powerful man, whose name was Kish, son of Abiel, the son of Zeror, the son of Becherath, the son of Aphiah of Benjamin. And he had a son named Saul, choice and handsome, without equal among the Israelites, a head taller than any of the people. One day, the donkeys of Saul's father Kish wandered off, and Kish said to his son Saul, "Take one of the servants and go look for the donkeys." So Saul passed through the hill country of Ephraim, and then through the land of Shalishah. But they did not find the donkeys. He and the servant went through the region of Shalim, but they were not there. Then they went through the land of Benjamin, and still they did not find them. When they reached the land of Zuf, Saul said to his servant, "Come, let us go back, or my father will stop worrying about the donkeys and start worrying about us." "Look," said the servant, "in this city there is a man of God who is highly respected. Everything he says surely comes to pass. Let us go there now. Perhaps he will tell us which way to go."
"If we do go," Saul replied, "what can we give the man? For the bread in our packs is gone, and there is no gift to take to the man of God. What do we have?"
The servant answered him again. "Look," he said, "I have here in my hand a quarter shekel of silver. I will give it to the man of God, and he will tell us our way." Formerly in Israel, a man on his way to inquire of God would say, "Come, let us go to the seer." For the prophet of today was formerly called the seer.
"Good,"
said Saul to his servant. "Come, let us go." So they set out for the city where the man of God was. And as they were climbing the hill to the city, they met some young women coming out to draw water and asked, "Is the seer here?" "Yes, he is ahead of you," they answered. "Hurry now, for today he has come to the city because the people have a sacrifice on the high place. As soon as you enter the city, you will find him before he goes up to the high place to eat. The people will not eat until he comes, because he must bless the sacrifice. After that, the guests will eat. Go up at once. You will find him." So Saul and his servant went up toward the city, and as they were entering it, there was Samuel coming toward them on his way up to the high place. Now on the day before Saul's arrival, the Lord had revealed to Samuel, "At this time tomorrow, I will send you a man from the land of Benjamin, and you are to anoint him ruler over my people Israel. He will save them from the hand of the Philistines, for I have looked upon my people because their cry has come to me." When Samuel saw Saul, the Lord told him, "Here is the man of whom I spoke. He shall rule over my people." Saul approached Samuel in the gateway and asked, "Would you please tell me where the seer's house is?"
"I am the seer," Samuel replied. "Go up before me to the high place, for you shall eat with me today. And when I send you off in the morning, I will tell you all that is in your heart. As for the donkeys you lost 3 days ago, do not worry about them, for they have been found. And upon whom is all the desire of Israel, if not upon you and all your father's house?" Saul replied, "Am I not a Benjamite from the smallest tribe of Israel, and is not my clan the least of all the clans of Benjamin? So why would you say such a thing to me?" Then Samuel took Saul and his servant, brought them into the hall, and seated them in the place of honor among those who were invited, about 30 in all. And Samuel said to the cook, "Bring the portion I gave you and told you to set aside." So the cook picked up the leg and what was attached to it and set it before Saul. Then Samuel said, "Here is what was kept back. It was set apart for you. Eat, for it has been kept for you for this occasion. From the time I said, 'I have invited the people.'" So Saul dined with Samuel that day. And after they had come down from the high place into the city, Samuel spoke with Saul on the roof of his house. They got up early in the morning, and just before dawn, Samuel called to Saul on the roof, "Get ready, and I will send you on your way." So Saul got ready, and both he and Samuel went outside together. As they were going down to the edge of the city, Samuel said to Saul, "Tell the servant to go on ahead of us, but you stay for a while, and I will reveal to you the word of God." So the servant went on.